I volunteer every now and then at the prison. And as I volunteer, I had to go through certain inspections, if you will, as I went through the line. And they were pretty forward inspections. They put you through kind of a metal detector, and then if anything beeps, they put a wand over you that makes sure you don't have anything. They inspect your shoes, your belt. They really search you. But upon going to their classes, they gave me a little ID card. And it gave me access. It distinguished me from the prisoners. It said that this person has gone to our classes and understands what it takes to be on this facility. And I was able to use the ID card to obtain access. It separated me from the prisoners. Not only did my suit separate me from the prisoners, but from the orange stuff they wore, but even my ID card did. So nobody could impersonate me. Nobody could say I was the pastor and walk off the facility. I had an ID card that represented who I was and what I was there doing. I want you to know that the Bible says we are sealed by the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God puts His seal upon us. He says you belong to God. In other words, you have an ID card in the heavens, a spiritual card that says you belong to God, if you will. In a spiritual sense, God can look down from heaven and see who belongs to Him. There's no question this morning if you belong to God in God's mind. He knows who belongs to Him. You've been sealed by the Spirit of God. God says, seal those that belong to me. And He puts a mark of acceptance, a mark, an insignia upon you and says, you've been sealed by the Spirit of God. And God knows who belongs to Him. You have been bought with a price. Paul used the word seal on several occasions. One of the times he spoke about being sealed, he spoke in regards, when he was speaking and teaching about Abraham, he said, and he received a sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness. His seal of righteousness was in his circumcision. He said to the Corinthian church, he says, I am an apostle. You are the seal of my apostleship. Because you have been saved. You prove that I am an apostle. The seal is proof in the pudding, if you will. The seal is the proof that you belong to God. The seal puts upon you a mark that says you belong to God. It does not mean that you're filled. It means you're sealed. It means you belong to God. You're His property. The Bible teaches us and says to us plainly that you've been bought with a price. You've been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. And because of that, God marks you as His own. One of my favorite verses in the scripture is 2 Timothy. Paul says to Timothy, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knows them that are His. The Lord knows them that are His. You're not just floating through this life, saint of the living God. You may have come in here feeling like you're alone in this earth, but you're not alone in this earth. You may have come in here feeling down or maybe even afraid or maybe even facing difficulties in your life, but I want you to know that God knows you. He's intimately involved in your life. He has sealed you, and the promise is that seal in your life. He knows them that belong to Him. Amen. One of the major works of the Holy Spirit is to receive what belongs to God. It's one of the major works.
Say that again.
One of the major works of the Holy Spirit is to receive what belongs to God. He takes it and you belong to Him. He receives it. Jesus said He will receive what is mine. He will receive it. He receives a mind. Jesus said, all that the Father has is mine. He said, and I give it to the Spirit to give to you. He's basically saying, this is the channel. The Father has given to me. I have given to the Spirit. And the Spirit has given to you. I'm telling you that this is how the Spirit of God works. He works in salvation by receiving you to Himself. And then he marks you as his own. Now let me be clear, because many people have confused being sealed with the Spirit by being filled with the Spirit. Many people have said that if you are sealed by the Spirit, then you are filled. That is not so. I want you to know that the Greek word for sealed simply means to be marked or fenced in. It means to be guarded, protected, taken aside. It means to be set apart for a purpose. But the word filled in the Greek, it simply means to cram in. It means to level up.
Amen.
It means to be completely full.
Yeah.
To the top, to the full that it can be. It means to be filled. I want you to know that when Paul says, be filled with the Spirit, and he says you are sealed with the Spirit, they are two drastically different things.
Amen.
To be sealed by the Spirit happens at the time of salvation. When you said, I believe in Jesus Christ. When you said, I repent of my sins. The Spirit of God seals you and brings you in. But then there's another work. Another work called being filled with the Spirit. He says it to the Ephesian church. I read to you in Ephesians chapter 1 where he says, after that you heard the word and believed in your hearts, you were sealed by the Spirit. If you go to Ephesians chapter 5, the same church, he says to them, be not drunk with wine, whereas in excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. I want you to know that he says it to the same church, and I'm so glad he did, because basically it tells us that Paul, his mindset concerning being sealed and being filled are two different things, because he's not repeating himself in chapter 5 and in chapter 1. He's not repeating himself. He's telling us two different works.
Amen.
You've been sealed, and now be filled. Paul's own conversion testifies of the difference between being sealed and filled by the Holy Ghost. Just because you're sealed does not mean you're filled. Does it mean you're in the fold? Most definitely it does. Can you be saved, go to heaven without the Holy Ghost? Most definitely you can. Most definitely you can. But being sealed by the Spirit does not mean you're filled. And Paul's conversion testifies to this. Paul, on the road to Damascus, receiving decrees that he could go and take Christians, punish them for what they're doing. On the road, he sees a great light, falls from his horse, and Jesus speaks to him and says, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And Paul says, who are you? Who is this Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus whom you persecute. Now the light was so bright that his eyes were blinded. He literally, like, his eyes dried up in his eye sockets, because the Bible said they were like scales in his eyes. They were just dried up flesh. And so here he is in Damascus on a road called Straight, and he's blind, been there for 3 days. He'd been praying, he'd been fasting, he'd been seeking God, and the Lord comes to a man by the name of Ananias in a vision. He says to Ananias, Ananias, go to the street called Straight, for there's a man there named Saul, Paul of Tarsus. I have chosen him to be a vessel unto me. God chose Saul. He never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Bible didn't say he's full of the Holy Ghost. It said God chose Saul, chose him to do a work. And Ananias was a little skeptical. Rightly so, because Paul had persecuted Christians. Ananias said, I don't know, Lord. I know what this guy has done. But the Lord confirmed to Ananias, no, I have chosen him. And so Ananias went to the street called Straight. And the first thing Ananias says to Saul, he calls him brother. You go read that in Acts chapter 9. You can find it. He says, brother Saul. Brother Saul had been praying for 3 days seeking God. He'd been asking the Lord what he should do about the circumstances. He had not eaten. And then he said to Saul, I've come to heal your eyes. I've come to tell you and commission you. And then the Bible says he got filled with the Holy Ghost. He was sealed, and then he was filled. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you? He was sealed, and then he was filled. The Holy Ghost seals you so that you can be filled. Otherwise, you can't be filled, because you must be sealed first. The seal is a sign of God's acceptance.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but I like to feel accepted. Nobody likes rejection. Nobody wants to be rejected. But there's nothing greater than feeling the acceptance that comes from God. It's so liberating. Life-altering. It transforms the way you think. It makes you feel good deep down in your heart. Makes you so clean that you feel just liberated. I remember coming down to that altar and repenting before God and feeling completely condemned in my heart, feeling completely destitute, feeling completely guilty. And I remember lifting my head up after that acceptance moment where God put his signet on me and said, I've sealed you. And I was a sign of God's acceptance that he accepted my repentance. I remember feeling no guilt. I remember feeling carefree. I remember feeling free as a bird. I remember walking out knowing I was accepted by God. Oh, there's nothing greater. Nothing greater than being sealed and knowing God accepts you for who you are. Knowing that God has accepted you and says, I love you. You belong to me. You belong to me. Oh, it's so beautiful when a person realizes that they can repent and be accepted by God. You don't have to carry that guilt. You don't have to carry that condemnation. Why don't you bring your gift to the Lord? Why don't you come try the Lord? He'll give you the acceptance you're looking for. He'll accept you in a way no man, no human being on this earth can ever give you the acceptance you're looking for. You'll never be satisfied in this life until you are accepted by this God. The seal is God's way of showing you that he accepts you. Being sealed does not mean you're filled. It means you are accepted.
Man.
It also means that you are protected.
Man.
One of the beautiful meanings of the word sealed means fenced in.
Yes.
Guarded. Guarded.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know something. I'm protected by something greater than this world can ever imagine.
Hallelujah.
One man said, Brother Bruce, you're going to have to get people your bodyguards. I don't need no bodyguards. I got somebody.
Amen.
Amen. I got somebody. I got protection beyond this life. Amen. You see, I've been fenced in.
Yeah.
You've been fenced in. And I receive the protection due to those that have been fenced in. I am protected by the Almighty God. I am protected by him. You are protected by him. You are a part of his fold. He doesn't, let me tell you something. God wants to keep you protected. Keep you fenced in. It means that we are eternally protected. You ever moved? Usually when you move, you write on boxes that you want handled with care, fragile. And you write fragile on the box because you don't want someone to take that box and throw it around. Recently, I just moved some of my mother's things from Missouri to here, and there were boxes marked glass, fragile, in several places on the box, not one, because my mother did not want it to be mistaken that this wasn't fragile. You could tell it was fragile because I'd pick it up and go, yep, it's fragile. And so we would handle that box with care. I didn't take it and throw it to the top of the truck. I grabbed it and I carefully walked it to its place, and I put it in its place carefully because it was fragile material.
Man.
I want you to know that the protection of the Holy Ghost upon your life, the sign, the symbol, the seal upon your life,
man,
gives you the protection that the devil knows that he's got to handle you with care.
Man.
That he's got to be careful what he does with you. I want you to know that Job had a hedge about him, and the devil couldn't even touch him without permission from the Almighty God. That's what it means to be sealed. I am eternally protected. Devil, come with what you will. I've got a protection. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. Kill me today and I'll be happy tomorrow. Trust me. It's all right. Nothing on this earth can hinder me. Why? I've got eternal protection. I don't have to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. I don't have to be caught up in the fear of yesterday or what may come. For the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I am good because God has sealed me. I'm eternally protected. I am accepted by God. And being sealed does not mean you're filled. She just amen at me. Don't worry. Being sealed means you're eternally protected. But also being sealed is the only way we can participate in holy things. When you were dead in trespasses and sin, you had no spiritual recollection at all. You watched people raise their hands in complete confusion. You thought, what are these weirdos doing? When you seen people go to church on a religious, regular basis, you thought, these are some serious fanatics. When you seen people go down to the altar more than once, you thought, what kind of crazy people are these? Because you had no spiritual recollection at all. But when you were sealed by the Spirit, you began to walk in holy places. And you began to see through holy eyes. And you began to understand the spiritual things that you never understood before. You understood why a man raised his hands. You understood why they got in the altars. All of a sudden, your mind and eyes were open. You who were dead in trespasses and sin, hath he quickened together with him, the Bible declares. God has opened your understanding, and he does this by the sealing of the Holy Spirit. Now you can walk in holy places. Now you can go into the holy things. But without being sealed, you cannot and will never be a participant in the holy things of God. You will not. You can look holy.
Come on.
You can put on a charade and you can look like the church. Yeah. But the truth is that God knows them that are his. Yeah. He knows if you belong to him or if you don't. You ever lost your keys? It's a frequent occurrence in our home. We're constantly losing a key or losing something. We've got keys all over the house, and I find them. I go, what does this one belong to? I don't know. And then when we want that key, we don't know where it belongs to. But if you ever lost your keys and you're trying to go somewhere, you know how difficult it is to get there. Especially if you lose the key to your car. You know, it's amazing. You don't go nowhere. You don't do nothing if you lose your key to your car. You look frantically. You keep looking until you find it. Why? Because that key gives you access to go somewhere. Otherwise, you ain't going nowhere. Yesterday at soccer, we're going to soccer practice, going to soccer games, and she can't find her soccer sock. And I'm like, well, what did you do with it? I don't know what I did with it, Dad. I don't know. Well, we got to find it. Go find it. I'm looking. And she's right there in front of the TV. No, you're not looking. Go look. So she goes around looking for the sock. And finally, it got to the point where I realized this daughter is never going to find that sock. Because she doesn't know how to look. So I go looking for the sock for her. And guess what? I find it in the van where she took it off in the car. And I bring it to her and I say, I found your sock. I had to go find it for her. Some Christians look like my daughter when it comes to searching for the things of God. Searching in holy things. They look for it in fleshly manner, in only in half-hearted desires.
Man.
We gotta search God a lot firmer than that. God knows if you really want him or you don't. Amen? He knows if you really want him or you don't. But the key gives you access to your car. If you lose your keys, you go get it, you'll go find it, and when you find it, you're able to go where you want to go. The one great thing about the seal of the Holy Spirit is it is your key, it is your access, it is your vehicle, if you will, to travel in holy places you could never travel before. The prerequisite to being filled with the Holy Ghost is to be sealed with the Holy Ghost. A prerequisite is something you have to do before you get it. Before you can go forward. The Bible says, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Underline the word holy in your mind. The Holy Ghost is holy.
Amen.
Will he fill an unholy person with holy things? No, he will not. So you must be sealed by the Holy Ghost to participate in holy things.
Man.
It is the key. It is access into the things of God. Paul said, having given us access through this by faith into the grace wherein we stand, God has given you access by the Holy Ghost and the sealing of his promise. It gives us the seal of God's, the seal of the Holy Spirit of promise. It gives us stable ground to walk on. You are, spiritually speaking, all of us, me included, are completely unstable. Don't look at me like I'm telling you a lie. You know I'm telling you the truth. All of us are spiritually unstable outside of the guiding, protecting hand of the Father. Without the Spirit of God, without him being there, we were spiritually dead. We needed him to enlighten us, illuminate our mind, bring us out. We needed him to lift us up out of the pit of despair and sin. We needed him to do that, and he did that for us. And then he gave us stable ground. Ground that you can walk on. Unholy you. The Bible says that our own righteousness is as filthy rags. Filthy rags in the eyes of God. A.W. Tozer said that when you've done everything you know to do that's right, and you've been holy, and you've washed everything you can, and you've cleansed your house, you cleansed your home, you've cleansed your children, you cleaned everything, he said, still in the eyes of God, it is a dingy gray. Never white. Jesus said that when you have done everything you know to do that's good, it's at that moment you can call yourself an unprofitable servant. Doesn't sound like very stable ground, does it? But that's what the seal of the Holy Ghost is for.
Amen.
To give you stable ground to walk on. Because truly, we have no stable ground to walk on. If you come to God with your own righteousness, you're not stable at all. You'll never make it. If you try to come to him through the law, you will never succeed because the law, it lacked regenerating power. You'll never be able to do it outside of faith in Jesus Christ and accepting and repenting of sin. You'll never be able to have access until the Spirit seals you. And now I can walk on ground I don't even deserve. And now I can tread in places that I never, ever could ever go.
Man.
The Bible said that when Jesus died, that the veil in the temple that separated man from God was rent from the top to the bottom. And they could view the holies of holies. Why? Because God has given us access into the heavenly realms. He's given us stable ground to walk on. And it's only through his Son. It's only by the blood of Jesus and by the seal of the Holy Ghost in your life that you can walk here. The Bible says, I now can come boldly under the throne of grace. How can I come with such boldness? I can only come by the seal of the Holy Ghost. It's my ID card, church. It's what I have that says I belong to Him. It's what I have. The Bible said the foundation of God, it stands sure having the seal. The Lord knows them that belong to His. Understand that God's foundation is sure. I can walk here by the blood of the Lamb. I can dwell here by the blood of the Lamb. I am successful in God by the blood of the Lamb. I am filled by the blood of the Lamb. The Spirit of the Lord has sealed us. It's a sign of God's acceptance. It's a sign of eternal protection. And it is your card of participation in the holy things. Your key, your access ID, if you will. You could never enter. You can never enter.
That's right.
Without coming through the blood of the Lamb. And after you come that way, the Holy Spirit receives those that belong to Him.
And
seals them.
Hallelujah.
And once He seals you, it has qualified you to walk in holy things. But please do not confuse, as so many do, that being sealed is being filled, because they are two vastly different things. There are two works of the Holy Ghost in our life, two major works. Even though He's constantly working on us, changing us, moving us from glory to glory, taking us into higher heights and deeper depths in Him, there are two overwhelming works that He does in our life. Number one, He seals us, making us and putting His insignia on us, saying we belong to God. And then number two, He fills our life. The word full of the Holy Ghost is the same meaning can be applied when the Bible said they were full of wrath. The word full means they were full of, when they says full of wrath, they're full of anger, frustration, and they lashed out. The same word is used when it says be full of the Holy Ghost. Two different words when it means sealed and filled. Understand that being sealed qualifies you. You have been sealed. The Bible says it's the earnest payment. It's the down payment of your inheritance.
Yeah.
Understand, Christian, you have a great inheritance in God.
Amen.
An inheritance you do not deserve, but God in His love and mercy has given to all that will come to Christ. It's an inheritance of acceptance into God's kingdom. He doesn't call you illegitimate children. He calls you sons and daughters. Amen. Sons and daughters.